Hi guys, it's Let's Talk About Sex podcast, and I am back for another episode. I know, like, I have been gone for a while, and I know the people that like to listen to me is probably like, when are we getting another episode, because it's been crazy long. But I want to thank you for listening, I really do appreciate it, and if you've shared my podcast, gave it a great review, wherever you listen to podcasts at, I really appreciate it, but keep listening, keep, you know, telling people, just keep everything, and please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. You can also email me and also like my Facebook page. The names of those will be in the description of this episode. It's also the description of past episodes and in the description for the show. So I just want to thank you to everyone that supports me, because I need it. So for this one, we're going to talk about something that's kind of funny, maybe not funny. I guess it depends on how you look at it, but when I know that when we have sex, some people, you know, like, oh no, I don't want you to look at me, so turn the lights off, or you only have sex at night because it's dark, you don't want to have sex during the daytime, you don't want to have the lights on, you know. And I find that funny, because I used to be that way. I'm still like, with my body, I'm just like, ew. So there are times where I, you know, I want the lights off, I want it to be at night, so that way you're not focused on my flaws that's on my body. And other times it could be in the morning or the daytime, and I'm okay with it, the lights can be on, but it still bothers me on the inside. I just have to like block it out, because I should be focused about what's happening in the moment and not focused on, you know, like my husband staring at my flaws. But it's just crazy. So like, do you guys have sex in the dark? Do you guys like having sex in the lights? Like, do you not care? It's just like, whatever. I've been with this person for X amount of years. They're gonna see my stretch marks and my rolls and fat and all my jigglies. Like, you just don't care. Like, let me know, because I'm sure there are people out there who probably agree with me. Some people are probably listening to this and are like, seriously, how is this chick, like, grow up? But I'm grown, I promise. Also, like, so outside of that, like, want to know if you're gonna have sex in the daytime, dark time, lights on, lights off. You have music, and there's so many different genres of music, and it's like, what do you listen to? Then you have people who like different types of music. You have that, like, rock, hip-hop, heavy metal, country, classical, like all these different things. It's like, so like when you guys have sex, also on the flip side, it's like, do we listen to music, do we not listen to music? Or like, what music do you listen to when you guys have sex? Because I find that very interesting. For me personally, it depends, because not all the time is there music playing. I do find it weird though when it's just silent, and you hear like, you hear that noise, and you just hear like the smacking. It's kind of weird. I'm like, ew. Or you hear like the pussy making the farting noises because of the air and stuff like that. I know. Turn the music up blasting so I don't have to hear that, because it's so weird for me. I used to be really weirded out about it, but now I am okay with it, but it's still kind of weird. Like, I prefer music to be on, and I prefer like R&B, like sex songs to be played. I don't want to hear trap music and stuff like that. Like, I want R&B, Jodeci, Pretty Ricky, Trey Songz, Chris Brown. Like, those are the people I want to hear. For the people that like country and rock music. I mean, and if you listen to that while having sex, I don't even know how that worked. I think I would be thrown off if I was listening to rock music or country music while having sex. And I like some country songs and I love some rock music, but it'd just be weird because there's no really, I really haven't heard any sexual songs in rock, but I was listening to this one rock song and it was sexual and I was pretty shocked. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. So you guys should definitely let me know, like, what type of music do you listen to when you have sex? You can let me know on Twitter, you can write me on Instagram, or you can email me. Like, I want to know, especially if it's different from what I listen to, because I frankly, I don't know anyone that listens to anything outside of R&B when they have sex, or it's like no music at all. But if you listen to something like that's different, like rock, country, classical, Frank Sinatra, I don't know, like, I definitely want to know, because I just find that so crazy. Like, it's so crazy. And then, like, when you are having your moans and your sounds, like, I want that to be covered up with music. Like, I don't mind my moaning and sounds coming out, but gotta have some music. Especially if you got people in your house, like you got your parents staying with you, or visitors, guests, kids, whoever in your house that shouldn't be there, or that's living there permanently because your kids ain't old enough to live on their own. You definitely gotta have some music playing. And clearly people who are of age who have sex know that, oh, if that music is loud, they're having sex. So that also gives people, you know, let them know, like, hey, don't knock on my door, don't come in here, we're having sex. So that's also why I like music, because outside of that, people of age who are having sex are just gonna think you're just in the room just chilling, and they want to come knock on your door and ask you questions, and it's like you're trying to have an orgasm and you want me to answer you. Like, that just does not work. Or you got whoever bothering you. I think it's just so funny when you, like, so many things to think about but not think about, because sometimes it just happens on the fly. You just have sex out of nowhere and you ain't got time to put on music or worry about if the lights are on or off. It just happens, and that's cool. I personally can deal with that because spur of the moment sex is cool, so I'm not worried about that. If it happens at night, I'm like, yes, because it's dark. If it happens during the day or in the morning, well, hey, it's gonna happen. No music, music, it happens. I know, like, people be under the covers, on top of the covers, but I have to be under the covers, especially if I'm cold. I have to at least start off with the covers on me, and then they can go off, because eventually it's gonna get hot and sweaty and you'll be tangled up in the blanket, and it wants to be wrapped up and twisted in a blanket when you're trying to have your fun. Also, I do, talking about music, I like listen to like some Caribbean music, Jamaican music, because that just gets me in the mood, especially when you are in a certain positions and that music is playing and you start to feel the vibe in your hips and you get to moving and twerking and shaking. It's just wonderful. So I love that, because you just feel like you're out here on top of the world, like, hey, I can twerk. But really, it's just because of music, and you're in that type of mode of like, yes, I got this. So guys, that's it for this episode. It's probably very basic and you're like, this is what we come back to, but I promise guys, I have more in store. I'm going to be more consistent. I need to be more consistent, because I know my listeners are like, seriously, we want more. But thank you for listening to all my episodes. I appreciate the love. Like I said earlier in the show, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, like my Facebook page. You can email me suggestions, you can email me pictures, videos, you can respond back to me via any of my social media networks or email. You can leave me a voice message if you listen through Anchor, but please just like, leave me reviews, comment, share with your friends, share with your family. I need all the love I can get. So thanks, guys, and look out for the next episode.